Growth never happens inside the comfort zone. It can only happen outside the comfort zone. And therefore, for people to grow, you need to get them outside of their comfort zone. Hello and welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast entitled The Path to Better: How You Help People Grow. I have so many valuable quotes for today's episode of the Lightwolf podcast that this episode is probably long overdue. Here are my three favorites of this long list of quotes, all related to the topic of growing people. Quote, "The greatest responsibility of a leader is to make others greater than themselves." Unquote. Jack Welch. The second one, quote, "A leader is most successful when people say, 'We did it ourselves.'" Unquote. Lao Tzu. And three, quote, "You don't run a business. You lead people to lead the business for you." Unquote. Richard Branson. I love them all three. I think they all hit the nail on the head regarding one core truth about how to grow people and how to grow leaders, how to get others and yourself on the path to better. And with this, let's go into this episode. Let's zoom right into the content. The next question you probably will ask is, "Dear Stefan, thank you very much, but how?" Yes, exactly. How do we do it? And here are three pieces of advice for you. Three tips for the path to better: how you help people grow. They are structured along a thought that's called 70-20-10. Because I think 70% of the things you do to grow other people are included in the first suggestion, 20% in suggestion two, and 10% in the last piece of advice. So let's zoom in. Tip number one, transfer greater responsibility. Growth never happens inside the comfort zone. It can only happen outside the comfort zone. And therefore, for people to grow, you need to get them outside of their comfort zone. 70% of a manager's growth happens through their professional role, through their professional responsibility. In order for your leaders to grow, I suggest give them professional responsibility that enables their growth and that requires their growth. It should be a little bit bigger than they themselves think they can handle right now. If that's the case, then probably you're on the right track. Let me share an example. Let's assume you have a leader reporting to you. And that woman or that man so far has only had management responsibility in one function. And she or he has delivered on this responsibility really well. So far, however, she or he has always worked in a very familiar and trusted environment where this leader has known it, has always known what is a good solution, what good looks like, and how to achieve this good outcome. Now, you want to prepare this leader for greater responsibility. In doing so, this leader should learn how to lead successfully, even when this person, when this leader moves outside her or his trusted function. So you give this leader greater, more complex responsibility. It could be multifunctional responsibility, including responsibility of a result that requires work across many different functions, including quite a number that this leader has never ever worked in herself. That requires a different set of leadership skills. That requires more trust in others. that requires earning people's trust, that requires penetrating a topic deep down on what I would say is just common sense. And yes, some people say common sense is key, Stefan, but it's not so common. Yeah? Maybe. But I also think, based on my own experience, and I've been in general management roles, I've been in board roles, I've been in supervisory board roles many times for decades, it is possible to take good decisions without really understanding the depth of a function, without really knowing it inside and out. But why? Because I think a lot can be achieved by just applying common sense and by collaborating with people and by adding a perspective that may be new to the topic, right? So that's my tip number one. Transfer greater responsibility, including responsibilities that the leader you want to grow never had in her or his life before. A little remark. I was blessed to have 16 different bosses in my corporate career. I was even more blessed by having a number of them being really very strong, some really outstanding leaders. One of them has been my boss for the longest period of time, for about 3 years. He promoted me twice, so he gave me more responsibility twice. And he kept on applying a growth mindset with me, which he says in hindsight he has seen in me. Thank you, David. And he did two things with me that just helped me grow. Because I vividly remember when I joined that first assignment, I had been leading local assignments for one or three countries at best for about 10 years in my career. I then shifted into Europe, my first European responsibility across a number of countries. And over the first 6 months, I really drowned. I really felt like, oh gosh, it's so different to run the same business in the UK or in Italy or in Greece or in Germany or in Austria, in Switzerland, you name it. I suddenly realized the similarities of running a category, running a business across countries, and also the differences. It took me about 6 months to really embrace this task and this responsibility full scale. And it was just one day that I felt in control. And then David came back and said, look, Stefan, you know, there was another business on your side. Don't worry about the fact that the leader who currently leads it has 20 years experience in the company and in the category. That leader will return to the United States. And just don't worry about the fact that this business is five times as big as your current one. I would like you to take this on top. And I went like, what? And it was a mixture of pride, because yes, of course, I felt proud to have earned that trust from my boss. But also I felt like, oh gosh, am I really going to make that? I wasn't sure at the time. But in hindsight, I was so glad that David gave me that responsibility on top. The headline of and over across this path, this part of my own career, I would entitle is expect and encourage. Because that's what my boss always kept on doing with me. He just expected a certain growth. And I just kept on working hard to achieve that growth. And as I was getting close to it, he raised the bar. Yeah, so he expected more. And at the same time, and particularly after raising the bar, he encouraged me. Sometimes he believed more in me than I believed in myself. And I think that's what good leaders do. Yeah, so, and if you'd like a little more light, a little more insight on how I felt when my leader expected from me and encouraged me, then I recommend Lightwolf podcast episode number 215 entitled Expect and Encourage. What I learned leading with and leading for David Taylor. So this is my first biggest tip on the path to better, on how you help leaders grow. And I'd like to complete this section with a question to you. Do your employees, do all the leaders reporting to you right now have responsibilities that are a little bit bigger than themselves, than their current performance? If not, think twice. Think about what additional or greater responsibilities you can give them. If they are 100% comfortable with their current responsibilities, I think it's wrong. In that case, I would encourage you to think, how can you give them a little bit greater and wider and bigger responsibility than right now? If yes, if you think they have more than they can eat right now, then I think it's great, because then they can grow. So that's tip number one, transfer greater responsibility. Tip number two, good feedback and coaching on the job. That's 20%. I think once someone becomes a leader for the first time, or once a leader takes on a bigger leadership responsibility, it's especially important that you as their line manager give them great feedback and coaching on the job. I think that's 20% of how leaders grow. And in doing so, when onboarding them into these new roles, you may want to have conversations with them about topics like, for example, what does good leadership mean? What is your definition of leadership in one sentence? What are your key principles of good leadership? What are the behaviors you do and don't want to see regarding those leadership principles? What's the role of a leader compared to the role of a functional expert? I think this is an important distinction. Both roles are important. You need great functional experts to run a company, to run a team. And you need strong leaders to run a team. Both pieces of work, both careers are very important. They just differ. And I think one difference that illustrates the difference in roles is working on the system versus working in the system. As functional expert, when I was young and started my career, I was mainly working in the system. Yeah, like I'm using this sign here to illustrate like the hamster wheel that I sometimes felt in. I was working in the system, getting functional work done, ideally on quality, on time, on cost budgets, maybe even ahead of time, below cost, and even slightly higher if useful. And that was my work. I was working mainly in the system. The moment you get promoted to a leadership role, you should spend quite a lot of your time to work on the system. Because I think one of the key roles of a leader is to create an environment. An environment that allows others to flourish. So you need to think about the system. You need to improve the system. It's often helpful to simplify the system, to take work out that's required right now and adding little value, to simplify the work that's working on the system. And I think this is one conversation you may want to have with people who are new in leadership roles or who are new in bigger leadership roles. And then you may want to have conversations with them about their current development. For example, you could ask, so dear young leader, if you think about your last couple of months, and you think about the leadership work part of your responsibility, not about the business, the function, but how you lead yourself and other people. What have you done well in your leadership role recently? How can you do more of that? And what can you improve in your recent leadership performance? And how are you going to deliver that improvement? So that, I think, is an example of questions that you may want to take and ask your leaders reporting to you so that they can grow. And then think about yourself. Have all your own employees reporting to you received good coaching and good feedback on the job recently, consistently? If not, change that. If yes, keep going, because that's 20% of their growth as a leader. Good feedback and coaching on the job. And here comes tip number three, training and coaching off the job. About 10% of a leader's development happens off the job, in tailor-made training off the job. Leadership programs, a day or two or three or four, however you want, however much it's useful to invest into these people. In my experience, it's important, though, that you do not spend too much time talking and inspiring. It is important to reflect. There is no doubt about that. It is important to take a certain attitude and to reflect what leadership is all about in the first place. But then it's time to get action done. It's time to get leadership into action. because, quoting Hugh Jackman, a great Australian actor, quote, leadership is in your actions, unquote. And that's why I am a big fan of leadership trainings where you spend at least half the time practicing, using simple, practical leadership tools. Yeah, in our academy, in our Lightwolf Academy, we are offering more than 40 simple, practical leadership tools that once you get your hand on it, you can put into practice right away. You can help people grow, you can grow your sales, you will save time, you will save cost by practical, simple tools. So that's what I would suggest. Make sure that there is enough practical aspects and practice time in your leadership trainings of the job. And you can run them live. You can assemble groups and teams. Sometimes clients ask us to train 10. Sometimes we train 50. Sometimes we train more than 100 people at once, depending on the size of the transformation task and the format that we are using together with our clients. So live leadership training, I think, is helpful when done well. And you may want to add into the mix some self-directed virtual leadership training remote. Yeah? With our academy, our Lightwolf Academy, we are offering the best tools, the best tips, the few things that leaders need to master for one entire year. If you take these tools in your hand and you put them into practice, I promise you, you can't even prevent becoming a much better leader than you are right now. And if you're interested, just contact me. So I think that's important. Self-directed virtual leadership training so that it becomes an ongoing development next to your tasks in your work. Finally, some individual coaching, targeted, ideally based on a leadership assessment for honest self-reflection and data-driven. I think that is another one that I would advise you to do if you want to help an individual grow, for example, into a new role, sometimes into a new company, or if you want to help someone fix a specific leadership issue, an outage that you believe can be fixed and most can be fixed. So then do an individual coaching, ideally based on a leadership assessment, ensure an honest self-reflection and ensure data-based analysis, not just gossip and opinion-based. So to summarize, the path to better, how you can help leaders grow. Three tips. One, greater responsibility. Yeah? Transfer greater responsibility. Two, good feedback and coaching on the job. And three, good training and coaching off the job. These are my three things that I would advise you can do to improve and to grow your leaders. If you do have any questions about leadership growth, about leaders growing, then please contact me. We help individual leaders, we help groups of leaders, we help teams to become stronger leaders, and we help entire companies to multiply their company value through targeted, holistic leadership transformations. If you're interested in these topics, give us a call, drop us a note, let's get in touch, we'd love to talk. And finally, I would like you to please participate in a very simple survey. The survey is entitled, How do you promote the growth of your leaders? One, through delegation of greater responsibility. Two, through regular feedback. Three, through mentorship programs. Four, through internal and external training programs. And five, through targeted individual coaching. Please join this little survey. It takes you 5 seconds to respond. I hope you enjoyed this Lightwolf podcast. And if yes, then please feel to subscribe to this podcast right now. Take your smartphone right now, press the button on subscribing to it in whatever streaming service you're using. And please leave a reference for us and a one-line feedback. It's going to help us improve our service for you even more. Because our intent and my intent is with this Lightwolf podcast to help you become the best version of yourself and to help your team and your company, if interested, to become long-term meaningful and really successful. And many, many good podcast ideas have come out of our direct customer interaction, and quite a number have come from people like you dropping a line and saying, hey, Stefan, here is an unanswered question. that I can't find any good answer yet in your 450 Lightwolf episodes. Can you please give me your perspective on this question? Please drop it, please share it. Maybe this question becomes a title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you very much for your time, for dialing in and listening in today. And I can't wait to welcome you again here in the Lightwolf community, here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you so much and see you soon. Your Stefan.